You're going to have a wonderful time. And you're going to have some big surprises too. And you're going to say, ah, they have not forgotten, they have kept the promise.
Oh, we know you do.
We do, but sometimes it takes a hell of a long time, you say. For it to come about, huh? Sometimes you say, oh, I don't know, they say this, huh? Maybe, huh? We believe this, huh? But it takes a longer time, you know, and you get fed up, huh? No, oh, you think sometimes they get that time mixed up, huh? We get seasons, time, more. But I think Monty is going to crow like an old cockerel, you know. I'm sure you're going to be most happy. You're going to be so thrilled, you know. Ah, you see, the next summer, the next spring, it's going to be the best time you have known. And the circle will improve. Ah, it is already improving,
yes,
making good progress. And our friends will not fail you.
No.
We know that.
Oh,
you have come through the testing time, huh?
Yes.
And you've not been found wanting.
No,
has brought you closer together with this adversity, huh? And now you are like one family, one spirit. It is wonderful. You don't worry.
No,
we don't worry. The circle will make good progress too. And you're going to have some wonderful things. And the book will be good.
Oh, it will.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I'm looking forward to getting on with
that. I know. I must go now. Goodbye.
Good night. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mr. Rebecca, yes, I can't. You must be placid.
Oh, my dear, I can't. I don't know if I can.
But it is very important that you should be placid. If you get too excited, it is not good, you know, and it will be bad for your health. We don't want you to be ill.
I don't think this sort of thing will make me ill, dear.
No, but you are still far from life.
Yes.
And there is much room for improvement. And you must rest and be calm and placid so that you get full health, you know, and then we can continue with the work. But already we have made good progress in spite of everything. It has been good experience, but you think, one thing after the other, but all these things are important. We don't see them. We don't know why. We wonder why it should be. We rail against God. We can say everything we should not say because we don't know. We don't understand. But in this plan, we must all experience many things. And now you have come through the testing and the calm, placid period has begun. And you will see the improvements. Why do you laugh, Monty?
We're all laughing. It's such a relief.
Why do I laugh? You said that as though, you know.
Well, I know, because
just
I know,
around the corner.
I know each one of you. After Lynn's affair, you say, what next? You know, what's going to be next after that? First it was Monty, then it was John, and then you were not too well, George.
That's right.
And then it was you.
Yes.
Then you think, oh, what is going to be next? You know.
Yes.
But the worst is over. And now we are going to get on with the work. And we shall make the progress we have promised. And not only that, we are going to see that you are more settled mentally. You know, that you have not got so much worry on your mind. You know, it is a pity that you have such responsibilities, so that we can help you to relieve those responsibilities gradually. If you have confidence and faith, then the rest will follow.
Yes,
you will see.
I know when you said that I should be in hospital in 3 weeks, I accepted that with reservation.
Oh, it had to be.
I know.
It had to be. It was important that you should have this finished as soon as possible.
But I
and
didn't
we arranged
your,
it.
I didn't take your word just like that,
no,
you know.
No.
And I was wrong, and I'm, you know.
Well,
it's one of those things.
It
here.
Was arranged.
Yes. I know it's wonderful.
Next time you want to go.
No, don't you
say that. No, I'm just teasing you.
Don't say that again.
We can't ever
No, but you don't know. You may have to go to the maternity ward.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, with that kind of an operation, you say it is impossible, but miracles happen.
Oh, dear, you start those sort of miracles, I would be one. My goodness.
Oh, I like my joke.
Yes, I think you do.
But so let us be serious.
Oh, yes.
You're not going to give birth.
I shouldn't think so.
Except in your book.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that will be a revelation.
It will.
And I think it will be of comfort and help and inspiration to many people.
It will.
That is our work,
yes.
Part of our work, and yes. More than part of it.
I think you want to. You know, people come to me quite a lot, Rudy. Ask many questions.
Of course, they always will ask questions.
I know. You know, I have a lot of questions here. Some of the things I can't possibly give the answer to, I'm not sure.
Well, perhaps we can help, but I don't say that we know all the answers.
No. It's very difficult to know where to get the answers or how I can be done. I mean, it can't be done this way all the time, can it?
Well, I mean, we can make a start.
I mean, it is difficult, as I say, with some of the questions that come my way. I try to do my best.
Will they just have one or two of the questions?
Well, which one? You know the thing that comes up mostly at the moment when people come, and don't be ironic, that is on the life of Jesus and some of the miracles. I'm
well,
not always sure what to say. The two, I think, that are difficult. The one is the loaves and the fishes, but I skirt round it because I can't find any explanation to it. That's one. These things come up, you know.
A dream is not a miracle if you know how it is done.
Oh, that's the point.
A miracle is something that you do not understand. And the people who ask these questions do not know how it was done.
Uh-huh.
And in consequence, although they may not always believe it happened, those that do believe it happened consider it a miracle.
Yes.
And yet, it is not a miracle. It was a natural thing.
It was a natural thing.
You see, if you accept that it is possible to achieve what is impossible or seems impossible, then nothing is not a miracle. I mean, when you understand more about nature, when you understand what is in the atmosphere, what it can be used, in what way it can be used, how it can be harnessed, how it can be even commanded. It is difficult to put into words, but what I'm trying to say is this, that there is no such thing as a miracle. Only that which seems so.
And a master, of course, could do this.
A master can do it.
Yes.
You see, I think you have often been told by people that there is nothing that is impossible.
Yes.
When you realize the tremendous power that is within, which is an untapped source of which you have little or no knowledge, when you consider in comparison today about the splitting of the atom,
yes.
When you consider what can be achieved by man scientifically, the things that he has discovered, things which a few years ago would have been considered impossible, which are now accepted as fact because they have been proven to be so, man is learning more and more how to harness nature, how to harness the atom, and in consequence, these things which seemed impossible, which are concerned as miracles, considered as miracles, are not miracles. Christ and all the great prophets and teachers all knew of these powers. They realized realize what could be achieved. And it is not a miracle to us. We know these things happen because we know it is possible to do them in a seance room under the right conditions, with the right form of development and the right mediums. These things are possible. Nothing is impossible. When you realize that nothing is solid, nothing is real, everything in your world is created by thought, everything is brought into being by thought, then you realize that these things are possible. You sit in a room, you sit on a chair, it is solid, the wall is solid, and yet you know it is not solid. Science has taught you it is not solid. The world is revolving round and round, yet you do not fall off. It is only that you are held there by the force of gravity. Outside the earth in space, there is untapped power, which man, although he does not yet know it fully, is beginning to find he can harness and he can draw upon. These things, such as the miracles of the laws of physics, would be considered like small conjurer's tricks in comparison to what can be brought into being. Even now, what is happening in your world, some of the miracles, so-called, seem like trivial things in comparison.
Yes, I see.
When you have a thing like television, how can you say that the laws of fishes is a miracle? Is not television equally a miracle, more so?
Yes, perhaps, in a way. It's just one of the things.
It only happens that you understand something about television.
Yes, yes. That's
and therefore you no longer consider it a miracle because you know how it is worked, or at least you know that people know how it is done.
Yes, yes. If you took into the jungle in Africa and showed a naked bear a television set and picked them the picture and the remainder, he didn't even think it was a miracle, wouldn't he?
He would think it was a marvelous thing. You see, everything is a matter of comparison. I do not belittle Christ or any of the great teachers. But when we learn to understand that these things which are considered miracles are not miracles at all,
it's better that
and then again you do not know the power of mind.
Right.
You do not know how it is possible for one mind to delude, and I use the word delude, to make a whole audience of people think that they see hundreds of laws and fishes. It is possible for one mind to make a person or many people think they've just had a wonderful meal. It is only by the power of thought they can create. As you know in your world, you have people who are called mesmerists.
Yes.
They can mesmerize a person and make that person do all kinds of things and say ridiculous things and can make them believe, for instance, that they have had this or have done that. And they will firmly convince that they have. In fact, it is possible for someone by the power of thought to make people not only to do things, but to make them think that they have done things. You see, everything boils down to thought, the power of thought. And I do not think any of the miracles, so-called, are anything more or less than the realization of the power within. Christ himself said to the woman who touched the hem of his garment, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." Christ did not contend that it was himself, but it was the faith of the person. If you have faith, nothing is impossible.
I think you have a faith in me.
I have.
You must not be disturbed in your mind because people cannot accept things.
Oh, no.
A person will only accept a thing when they are ready.
Yes. Oh no, it isn't that. It's just that I want to, as I say, that isn't a miracle. You see, once you begin to talk about miracles, you lose a great deal of confidence. People lose their confidence in you because they can't accept it. Your explanation of a thing like this is a much clearer line of thought.
Once you realize there is an explanation for everything, it may not always be possible to find the explanation, but it is there somewhere.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible. No. Nothing is a miracle. Many other things that seem so amazing when you understand them are not so.
Mm-hmm. You see, what's happening now, Rudy, people come to us now for all sorts of questioning and help. And our psychic development, you see, not kept ahead with it. And I say we seem cut off from you in a way. And we don't know who else to go to ask these things, you know. It's a bit awkward. Still, perhaps it won't be for long.
Perhaps you will soon be able to demonstrate things. They will say this is miraculous. But you'll be able to say, no, it isn't really a miracle. It seems like it.
Yeah.
After all, what is communication?
Oh,
we come and speak to you. Some people will say that it's a miracle if they accept it. Others who cannot accept it will say that it is false. Though they would say that if you are in touch, it is with evil spirits. You always make excuses.
Thank the devil.
Rather than accept the truth.
Yes. Yeah. I know they would.
Truth sometimes cannot easily be accepted because it is too simple. And it is in regard to often miracles, it is the simplicity that sometimes defeats people. They cannot accept and understand it because the simplicity is such they cannot understand it. They look for something extraordinary, something tremendous. And it is not so, not so. It is often very small, very simple. Faith is the thing that matters. The realization of the power within, the power that can overcome. Within each one there is this power, this indestructible force, which is life itself, and it can overcome all things. And once you learn how to use it, how to harness it, you don't want to worry about miracles.
Oh dear. So much else, I don't know. Can't get my mind clear. I wish I knew if we could help you more in the circle, though sometimes I think we fail in some
No, you don't fail. It is best that you continue as
just
you do. As long as you have faith.
Oh God. Because then.
Don't expect yet. Too much. But it is there, the power. It is there, and we shall use it, and we shall create and make possible that which we promise. The rest will follow. Don't worry. It will follow.
Oh, okay. Something
no.
I want to do for you.
Don't worry. I don't want you to do anything for me.
No, I know.
I want you to realize that it
Could
is
it
not
be
for me, but
Could
it is for the world, for all humanity.
Yes.
We are all instruments.
Yes.
We are all working in harmony for the common good.
It
is not self
no.
that matters. It is the world.
There are many people coming to us now, of all different types, you know. It's rather wonderful. I'm very glad. I feel as though we're doing something. Another question, of course, that always comes up, reincarnation.
Well, that is an accepted fact.
That is an accepted fact.
Reincarnation, I think, is an essential thing.
Yes.
It does not apply to all people, of course. And often it is of choice. Not always so,
uh-huh.
but often of choice. A person feels the need to return to Earth, to gain experience which they have lacked, which they did not gather when they were in a previous life. They feel that they must return and experience certain things. They do not feel complete. They do not feel that they have absorbed, as it were, from the earth all that is essential to their welfare, and therefore they return. And there are others who come with a specific work to do, who have felt the urge to return, to educate in some way the masses, to uplift and to be an example. Most of the great teachers and seers were old souls who returned for a mission.
And then it brings up the question, reincarnation in regard to birth control. I mean, if perhaps it isn't for everyone, then that answers the question, of course. If it is for everybody, one would check the other in some way.
Well, I think the answer to this is simple. I do not think for one moment that it was ever intended one should bring a life into the world ad lib, just whenever you felt inclined. The thing is that when it is important or essential, it will come in any case. through one channel or another. You see, we are inclined to think too much of parentage.
Yes.
You see, the point is, parentage, important though it is in a material sense, and it has, of course, its spiritual value too,
mm-hmm.
but we do not see things in the same way. If a soul wishes to reincarnate or wishes to come into your world, it does invariably choose its parents, if possible, and knows why it chooses. But at the same time, it is not for the parents to deny, and at the same time, they cannot deny the entrance of a soul that is already prepared to come. You see, there is much more in this than you realize.
Ah, yes, of course.
The thought is such that it is all-powerful, and when a soul is ready to be born, it impresses and inspires the parents in such a way that there is no possible chance that it could not be born.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, that's a, you see, there again, it's a vastly different thing.
I wonder if you can answer me a question, Rudy, please.
What? Don't mind if it's a question
or no, why not? I think it is very important to ask questions.
It is.
When we played the last tape of Michelleby, when Michelleby spoke to us, it had a terrific impression, made a terrific impression on me. Can you ask me what, tell me why?
Well, I should like to think that Michelleby made a great impression not only on you.
Oh, but he did hit me really hard.
The point is that he is a very great soul.
Mm.
And he has been a great help. In fact, help is a mild form term to use. He has been a great inspiration to me when I was on earth, apart from being here. And of course he will inspire and he will help any who can come within his reach. And I think that he has drawn himself very close to you because he knows of your reaction to him, and I think you will receive a lot more from him mentally apart from in the circle.
Thank you.
I'm afraid I have to go at the moment, but it has been wonderful at once.